Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Perth Comedy Festival has been producing a ton of great acts and shows to see if you're headed to Perth. And our next one is just one of the funniest and I'd say glamorous. I'm out of office. I'm out of hours. If I got what you want, if I got what you need, if I got what you seek, I'm sorry. I'm unavailable. Karen from Finance, good morning.
Good morning. What a luxury to be able to sing about being out of office on a Monday morning.
We are looking forward to seeing you this Saturday at Regal Theatre in Subiaco. Going to be exciting.
Yes, it's my first time back in WA in 2 years. I cannot wait to get back over.
Karen, obviously you've been working hard like most of us during the pandemic, but how did you go in the office to working at home?
Look, I totally cheated the system. I've basically been out of office for 2 years. You know, I've got really good at lying.
Karen, in your opinion, what makes a good co-worker and a bad co-worker?
Well, what makes a good coworker is someone that sticks up for you. Okay. A bad coworker is someone that dubs you in for stealing their sandwich out of the fridge. You know?
I love where that's the bar is.
Now, Karen, from Finance, I feel like the full name is needed. You've taken your show all over the world. I was just reading before that you did West End. What was that performance like?
Yeah, I did a stint in the West End last year. I escaped the lockdowns of Australia and went over to the UK and got my theatre debut in, and it was just wonderful. I felt like I was cheating the system over there as well. I was like, at some point, someone's going to work out that this is all a big joke. I'm not supposed to be here.
And was it like was a wonderful, more classier kind of crowd at the West End? Because that's what I imagine. I imagine like basically Andrew Lloyd Webber's times like 1,000 of them in a crowd.
I like that people in Australia think that, so I'm going to say yes, but it really wasn't. It was actually quite trashy, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Now, speaking of performances, let's talk about your time on RuPaul, because what an amazing stint you had on that show. And I think everyone would have asked you this, but what is RuPaul really like?
Do you know what? So tall. Like, just like a giant. And actually, she's the BFG of television. Just so tall, so professional, and really funny.
Okay, wow. I was hoping for some sort of scandal there, but...
What are you going to... Scandal? I mean, actually, you know what? While going to scandal, what does she smell like?
What does she smell like?
Oh, weird question. Why'd you bring that up, Karen? I mean while you're answering it, I guess you should answer it, yep.
They definitely didn't let us get that close to her. She does have a full security team.
Now, we know, Karen, you are from Finance, but how did Karen from Finance originally come about?
Oh, gosh, you know what? I made this character up. I based it off a dress that I bought from an op shop once. I bought a dress that was on sale and I wore it to a party and I started coming up with a character for who would have bought it when it was brand new off the rack.
Oh, I love
and
it.
I decided that my person worked in finance and she was definitely a Karen.
Wow.
Love it.
Just from the dress alone came the character. That's incredible. I actually had a drag persona for Broom Mardi Gras a couple of years ago. I went as Alanis Heavyset Wong, which was just a light bit of fun. No dress inspired that, but
I was going to say, was that inspired by a dress?
No. I think it was just a listener's suggestion, but I wish it was inspired by a dress. If I was to think of a dress that I've seen at the op shop, it'd be like, that stain didn't actually come out, kind of like as my name or something. And that opens it up to a whole different thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. You'd be called Nappy San or something like that.
Well, looking forward to seeing you. Regal Theatre in Subiaco at 9 p.m. There's the time for you. On Saturday, the 14th of May, this Saturday. Karen from Finance, thanks for the chat today.
I can't wait to see you all there. Thanks for having me.